Thank you, Mr. Chair. And like others, I would like to, at the outset, to thank you for being an honest broker. Clearly, you have listened to the room over the past 2 weeks and reflected what you have heard in the draft part two that you presented us yesterday. I will focus on part C and D in my intervention because all the rest that you proposed makes good sense to us. On C, the international cooperation section, para 23, I just wanted to flag that the composition of the steering group that is proposed here is not entirely clear to us, notably reflecting the proportion of states parties in current and future informal regional groups. This delegation would wish further clarification on that one specifically. And then moving on to part D, we continue to consider the science advisory process as the low-hanging fruit at this conference, and we have actually seen good proposals, common sense proposals, also on the details of the matter, that is the terms of reference and rules of procedure for the science advisory mechanism. So we would still urge this conference to make the extra step, and as our Brazilian colleagues have said, not to kick this can further down the road. We are very close here. I think everybody has agreed on the importance of establishing a science advisory process. We have the contours and we even have the details. So we would see no need to defer that to the next meeting of states parties. Thank you very much.